And there are a couple of elements to that agreement. One is we want to eliminate bypasses at the city's lagoon. Currently, there's a lagoon and a wastewater plant south of town. The wastewater plant handles up to 7 million gallons a day. The influent pump station for the plant can do about 11 million gallons a day. So the balance of that flow that can't go to the plant goes over to the lagoons, and that's now considered a bypass. So we need to reduce or eliminate the peak wet weather flows that occur with rain events. So the focus of Burns McDonald's study over the last two or three years has been to look at the collection system and identify defects and prioritize improvements. And that's the biggest reason why we see rates coming up associated with the bypass plan and the work we're doing with the city. The work that needs to be done initially relates to water quality at the plant. Part of the settlement agreement is that we disinfect wastewater before discharging it to Muddy Creek. Disinfection can take on a number of different looks. We're checking into ultraviolet disinfection and liquid chlorine disinfection. So that's the first project out of the gate. That's something that has been a long time coming for the city of Trenton. We need to be online by 2019 with that. And then right after that improvement, and like I said, where the biggest capital improvements need to be made is out in the collection system to tighten that up and to keep rainwater from coming in, leaky pipes and leaky manholes.